reading to you from this fifth chapter of Mark, and with the 19th verse. And he did not let him, but he said to him, "Go home to your people and report to them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he had mercy on you." Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic. I gave my heart to Christ over 55 years ago, soon be 56 years ago, in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. And then 1 year later, God called me to preach. And I've been sharing Jesus ever since. Well, friends, really, really pray for us. I decided to go to the prison. You know, Jesus went to the cross for me. He went to the cross for you. And he died for you. And he gave his precious life that we might have eternal life. Well, friends, listen. Continue to pray for the healing of this pneumonia in my life and this other infection I've got. I'd appreciate it. Pray for my son-in-law. He just had a serious hip replacement, and he's doing good. Well, listen, friends, I'll be with you for half an hour. Kick off your slippers, sit back, and relax. Pour you a glass of iced tea or a cup of coffee, and let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, and let's begin reading with the 19th verse. "I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. So choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants, by loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him. For this is your life and the length of your days, that you may live in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to give them." Well, friends, the name of this is Choose Life. Well, Moses gave final instructions to his people. Now, he's ending near the end of life and leadership. And he has given many, many warnings and promises. And I read in Deuteronomy 28:29, "And you shall at noon, as a blind man gropes in darkness, and you shall not pray in your ways, but you shall only be appeared and robed continually, with none to save you." Well, now, he calls for a decision between life and death. And he says, choose life. Friends, listen. Tonight, you're sitting there by your radio, you're listening, and you're saying to yourself, "Well, I think I did choose life." Well, what do you mean? Well, you say, "I go to church, and I read my Bible, and I do pray, and I'm good to my neighbors, and I pay my bills, and..." Though those are wonderful things, friends, and I'm commending you for it. But please, please don't think that's going to get you into heaven. It won't do it that way. I know you said, "Well, I've been a good person. I told you I was a good person." I don't care what you told me. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again." Now, we were all born once of the flesh, which is good. That's why you're here on earth today. But he said, that's not enough to get to heaven. You must be born twice or born again from heaven. Now, we are all faced with this life and death decision. "I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. So choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants." There never was, since the fall of man, more than one way to heaven. Moses meant the same way of acceptance which Paul more plainly described. Now, I know I've had people say, well, surely, Cecil, there's more than one way to heaven. And some people believe they can find a true church on earth. Catholics are very proud of their church. They're the largest denomination in the world and all that. But I'll tell you one thing. They don't preach repentance. Oh, they do penance. But penance and repentance are two different animals. To repent means godly sorrow. You turn your back on the old way of life. Penance is something that you do to gain favor with God. Like some people kneel on shells of nuts to make them hurt so they can gain favor with God. That is penance, not repentance. Rejecting Christ is choosing death, resulting in hopelessness and hell. You can guarantee where you're going to spend eternity if you reject Christ. You can bank on it. It means eternal punishment. Friend, I don't understand that. Don't ask me to do it. But Jesus died that we might live. Now, just like Easter now, you know, he arose from the grave. And all we as Christians have much to rejoice about, because had he not arose from the grave like he said he would in 3 days, then you and I'd have no chance of getting to heaven. That was our only hope, the one way that God chose to get you and I saved. Well, receiving Christ is choosing life, resulting in happiness and heaven. Now listen, choosing life produces 3 happy children. And life gives birth to love. Verse 20, it says, by loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him, for this is your life and the length of your days, that you may live in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham and Isaac, Jacob, and to give to them, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God. You've heard me say this, and it's not silly. When was the last time in prayer you told God the Father that you loved him and you loved Jesus? When was the last? You say, isn't that kind of silly? Oh, no, it's not silly. God loves to hear it from his children. That don't you love to hear from your little kids, your grandkids, saying, Grandpa, I love you. Now, my little great-granddaughter, who's 3 years old, what a little doll, and she tells me, I love you, Papa. Oh, my stars, it melts me. It just melts me because I love her with every bone in my body. See, we are incapable of loving in God until we respond to his love for us. You hear? We are incapable of loving God. Like the time I went to Tom Baird's home the morning I was saved. And I said, Preacher, the Japanese were throwing everything but the kitchen sinks at us there at Okinawa. And I said, I had a little Gideon Bible, and I was trying to find some comfort in there. I couldn't find anything. He said, Cecil, you know why? No, I don't know why. Because the natural man receiveth not the things of God. See, I had a heart of stone. As soon as he saves you, he removes the heart of stone and gives you a heart of flesh. And then you're on the way to glory. We are loved in spite of our sins. And I read in 1 John 4:10, And this is love, not that we love God, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. God loves us before we loved him. Well, Christ's death on the cross proves his love. Let me read that again. 1 John 4:10. And this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Salvation is a result of coming in faith to our loving Lord. And I read in 1 John 4:19, we know we are of God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. You know, we're faced with the devil every day. Oh, my friends, don't you ever come to me and say, Cecil, God tempted me to do that, because God does not tempt people to sin. God's a holy, righteous God. When we are tempted, when we draw away by our own lusts, I'm telling you, we have to fight the flesh every cotton-picking day. Every day of our life, we have to fight it. Love for God is then the child of choosing life through the one who loves us. Oh, my friends, I get so tickled when I say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You see, from the foundation of the world, it was decided that God was going to send Jesus to this earth to walk amongst us for 30-some years. And he felt our trouble, he saw. And you know what? Jesus was tempted just as like you and I was. He was tempted to sin. However, the Bible said he sinned not. Of course, if he did sin, he could not have been the Son of God. Let me ask you, have you been trying to love God and others without first responding to his love? Won't happen. Won't happen, brother. Won't happen, sister. Love gives birth to obedience. Verse 20, by loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him, for this is your life and the length of your days, that you may live in the land which the Lord swore to our fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to give to them. Love gives birth to obedience, that thou mayest obey his voice. Has God been speaking to you about something he wants for you to do? I led an alcoholic to the Lord 2 years ago, and he's been doing exceptionally wonderful. I call him very often and quote scriptures to him and pray, and I've been praying for him, and he said, you know, Cecil, I believe God wants me to be a missionary somewhere. Well, I said, all you have to do is ask the Lord where, when, and how. You know, most people today, I got to tell you this story. This is the saddest story I think I've ever heard. I was going to visiting a big church in San Francisco many years ago, and this plumbing contractor got up and he said, you know, friends, I'm the most miserable man that ever lived. He said, one day I was working on a job and God spoke to my heart and told me he wanted me to be a preacher. Well, he said, Lord, I'll be glad to preach for you, but you know, I don't have a home, and so would you let me build a house? And so he built the house, and then he felt he should go to preach, and he said, but Lord, you know, I don't have any money in the bank, so could you wait till I get some money in the bank? And he said, when I got all those things ready to go to seminary, the Lord said, I don't need you. Don't need you, son. You weren't willing to put me first. I left Seattle, Washington with $50 in my pocket, going to go to seminary. Left my family in Seattle. Didn't know what was going to happen, but God led us all the way. Oh, I didn't get to go to seminary, and I'm not so unhappy about that, but I got a good education in the Lord, in his word. If more people would spend some time in God's holy word, they could learn more than they can in any seminary ever taught. Now, children who love their parents delight in obeying them. Oh, my stars, when my kids did the right thing, I was real proud of them. And when they were wrong, I was upset. Excuse me, my old throat is getting upset. We cannot obey God until we become his children. We are not naturally the children of God, so we need to be born again. Like I said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He's got to be born again. He has to be born again. That means born twice. Now, friends, you can't be born again unless you're willing to accept that Jesus is the Son of God and that you are sorry, godly sorry for your sins, and be willing to turn your back on the old way of life. Then, and then only, are you going to be accepted by the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, desiring to do God's will is one of the first signs of being a child of God. Listen to this. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And then he says, Paul's cry was, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Well, you know what he wanted him to do. He wanted him to follow him. And boy, let me tell you what. Paul, whose name was Saul, changed to Paul. He sold out to the Lord. And he went everywhere God led him to go. In fact, he went places he wasn't supposed to go. But he went, and he finally ended up in Rome. There's where he lost his head. But oh, the hundreds, yea, the thousands of people that Paul led to Christ because he did sell out. Let me ask you, do you love God and desire to do his will? Now you think about that. Think about that, dear friend. Do you desire to do his will? Obedience should be the natural results of your salvation. Now, obedience gives birth to opportunity that thou mayest cleave unto him. Verse 20 again. By loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him, for this is your life and the length of your days, that you may live in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, do you really want to serve the Lord, or you just want to be a nominal Christian? Oh, I can't believe anybody wants to be a nominal Christian. See, obeying Christ enables us to walk closely with him. And obedience brings the joy of Christian service. What did he say in verse 3? That thou mayest dwell in the land. This was God's plan for Israel and his promise to Abraham. Now, God had great plans for all his children, those who plans develop as we obey him. You know that song, God had a plan that dear sweet Winna Rushing wrote about my life. God has a plan. Beloved, he's got a plan for your life. You say, Cecil, I'm an insignificant nobody. Oh, no, you are not. If you're born again, you are not insignificant. You are joint heirs with Jesus. Yes, you are. But here's the question. Have you made the choice that leads to loving God? Now, it's a decision. It's just the morning I accepted Jesus, I had to make a decision. I had to say, I'm going to reject him or I'm going to accept him. And I accepted him. Yes, I did. Didn't understand it all. I knew that I was a sinner. And I knew I was sorry for my sins. So the next step was to ask God to forgive my sins and invite Christ into my heart, which I did. And immediately, just like when Zacchaeus was up that old sycamore tree, he got saved between the time he left that limb until he hit the ground. It's immediate. It's not a long, drawn-out process where you're saved in degrees. You are not. You are saved instantly or you're lost. And all you have to do to be lost is be born, just be born. And after you're born again, then you are a child of the King. And let me tell you what else he does. He writes your name in the Lamb Book of Life. And he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Beloved, I don't know what that mansion's all about, but I can rest assured it's a better than anything I've ever had on this earth. Yes. Oh, friends, listen. You remember how Moses messed up down in Egypt, and then he killed that guy, and he run out in the wilderness and herded sheep for years and years. Here's an 80-year-old man. Surely God's forgot about him. He's herding sheep out there. Oh, no, he did not forget him. He had a plan for Moses from the day he was born that he was to go down into Egypt and lead those children of Israel to the promised land. Oh, yes, he did. He said, I can't talk. Well, I'll give you someone to talk for. But his brother never had a chance to do any talking because old Moses got on fire once he started down there. Once he responded to the call of God. Has responding to God's love moved you to obey him. And friends, let me ask this personal question. Are you seizing ever opportunity serving? Now, this message is basically for the Christian. But I'm here to ask you, have you been born again? Have you trusted Jesus? Have you repented of your sins and said, God, I'm sorry. Lord, save me. If you have not, I want you to do something. I want you to do something tonight you've never done in your life. I want you to come to Jesus. You've got a tugging at your heart, and you know that something's wrong inside of your heart if you don't know Jesus. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to bow your head to me right now. I do not want you to pray this prayer unless you mean it. It could get you in a lot of trouble. Now, if you know that you're a sinner and you believe that Jesus died on the cross for you, pray this powerful prayer. Kind Heavenly Father, in the precious, precious name of Jesus, Lord, I'm so sorry for my sins. I'm so sorry for my wayward life and the things I did that was wrong. And Father, tonight, the best way I know how, I'm opening my heart and I'm receiving you as my personal Lord and Savior in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, friend, if you prayed that prayer, I'd love to hear from you. Get on the phone and call 303-471-8534. Now, if you can't afford to call me collect and I'll pay for it. I don't care where you go to church. I'm only concerned where you spend eternity. No, I won't write and ask you for any money. I won't use your name on air. I sure won't embarrass you. Oh, listen, I love you, but much more than that, Jesus loved you and died for you. I'm waiting for your call, 303-471-8534.
Me.
Well, friends, for the past half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. Please excuse my voice for giving so weak, but you know, when you get pneumonia, you get a lot of junk. But you know, I want to thank you, beloved, for listening and praying for me and my family and my wife. I really appreciate it. You just don't know. I pray for you. Do you say, well, you don't know my name? Well, I pray for my ready listening family. God knows who you are. Well, friends, until this night time next Sunday night, I want you to continue to keep us in your prayers. And I want you to stay sweet and keep looking up. Oh, this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.